This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. With Republican Lauren Boebert's support, a vote to have the Justice Department release the Epstein files could happen as soon as next week. Boebert is one of four Republicans who signed a discharge petition to circumvent leadership and bring the bill to the floor.
I was assured today that this is an administration who's going to continue to be transparent and honest, and we'll see what comes of it. There was no pressure, and everybody was great and worked just well with me.
On social media, President Trump says the Epstein petition is a Democrat trap and that Republicans who fall for it are, quote, very bad or stupid. Auto thefts at the Denver International Airport are down 71%. That's according to the city of Denver's three-quarter report on citywide goals during the third quarter of this year. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Denver Police Department reported 103 thefts at Denver International Airport this year, and only 10 within the last 21 days. Airport officials attribute those numbers to increased security presence by DPD officers and security personnel, and the installation of more cameras in the parking lots. Security personnel also receive alerts that notify them of stolen vehicles that enter the airport property. Denver police assisted federal authorities in capturing two Cuban nationals involved in a nationwide multi-million dollar auto theft ring over the summer. The two men targeted major airports, including DIA. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
It's just about 6:06. This is CPR News.